Yes. It's Help Meet Tips and Sips. Help Meet Tips and Sips. And I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, GeraldandYvette.com, and I'm the author of Help for the Help Meet. Yes, yes, and yes. Let's go to our book. Because if you were crying out for help, guess what? Here we are. Here it is. Right here to be a help meet. Yes, you need all caps. But yes, it's right here. All caps. Get your journal out because help meets have to study. Help meets have to take notes. Help meets have to be ready to get their information. So, yeah, I get it. I get it. Because trust me, I'm a suitable help meet and it takes some work. But let's do the work together. At least we have each other. So we're on the couch and said, okay, Lord, what are we talking about on the couch? Okay, if you're a help meet that has asked God, how long do I have to do this? Whatever this is, whether it's submit, whether it's forgive, whether it's love unconditionally, if you have had to ask God, I need you to put in your mind, what is your this that you've had to ask God about? What is your this? Put it in your mind. What is this? Is it stay? Is it let him back in the bedroom? Okay. Nobody on here had to do. Is it give him a key? Because I sent my husband when I thought I had this thing down pat and I had my own way. I sent my husband out. I thought I was being grown. I sent him out, called the locksmith, changed the locks, went in, thought I was justified. Because God, I'm coming to you like, oh, I know you don't want me to deal with this. God said, go. I don't know what you spent that money for to change those locks. Now give him the key. Oh, the key to the new lock? How long I gotta do this? Y'all better sip. Mm-hmm. I had to get myself all the way together. The book says, during the time we were separated, me and my husband, he was dealing with addictions, lust, perversion, generational curses, mental illness. It's ... They were attacking him. I didn't understand it at that time, but those addictions were attacking him. Those curses were attacking him. Now, when I share our testimony, people often ask me one of my main questions. First of all, why? Why did you do that? Why did you hold on? And then the second most popular question is, how long? Just how long? And this is what I need to say. These are all questions I ask myself. So this is why I know what God's going to say, most likely to you. If I asked you to do it yesterday, somebody get your sparkling shoes. God is saying, if I asked you to do it yesterday, and I'm the same yesterday, y'all know the rest of that scripture. If I asked you to do it yesterday, and I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the Bible says, I am God and I change not. Now, am I going to keep my help meet friends? Y'all still with me? Did you sip? If God asked you to forgive yesterday, if God asked you to love unconditionally yesterday, if God asked you not to put him out yesterday, if God asked you not to talk to him like that yesterday, I'm going to look down. Then since he's the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Okay. Then sit down somewhere, Yvette, get your sparkling juice, and get yourself together. Now, I'm not talking about anybody who God didn't tell them one way or another. I'm not talking to y'all. But I find it hard to believe he didn't say something. But I'm just saying, for those who know. Now, you can pretend like you don't know, because here's the deal. God knows exactly what we do and do not know. So, you might fool me, and you might fool someone else, but you won't fool God. So, if God asked you to do something yesterday, then I'm going to help you out. How long do I have to do this, Lord? Okay. How long? Oh. Now, if you make the decision not to do it, then that's a personal decision. But what we're not going to do is involve God in our decisions to not listen to him. Now, what in the world? I can only talk about me. I was trying to involve God in my foolish decisions. He said, if this is the decision you want to make, you will be making it without me. I'm going to get, y'all get the journal out. Get your journal. All capital letters. Help. This help meet role, it's not easy, but it's worth it. This help meet role is not simple. It's not for the faint at heart, but it is for the committed. It is for the submitted. It is for those who understand God's word is not changing. He's asking us to do certain things in his word. And if we make the decision not to do it, then we can make that decision. God gives all of us a choice. But what we cannot do is try to pull God in. You know how I know? Let me tell you how I know. He said, oh, you're making a decision to go and leave my son? You're making a decision to not love him unconditionally? You're making a decision to do something outside of my perfect will? You have that right. But what you're not going to do is try to get me to agree. That's why I poured so much sparkling juice in my glass today. He won't be agreeing with that. He won't be agreeing with that. So, either we're going about our way, or we're going to stay with God. So we're going to ask for some help. We're going to get our resources. We're going to write in our journal. We're going to study to show ourselves approved. We're going to get some help. We're going to get some people in our life that's going to talk to us about God's will, not about our flesh. Oh, that's how you do it? We're going to pray with people who are not going to tell us what we want to hear, but they're going to tell us what the word says. We're going to heal so we can help. And then sip. Yeah. We're going to heal so we can help. Because let me just tell you one thing before I close. Spend time trying to get strength. Spend time trying to heal. Spend time reading and studying. I can tell you, if you spend time trying to change God's mind, now that is a waste of time. You want me to tell you how I know? Let me help you not waste your time like I wasted mine. God, I mean, did you see what he did? Did you hear how he... Did you know? He said, I'm God. I'm well aware of what he did. I'm going to deal with him. But you already know. You already know what I asked you to do. Oh. You asked me to love him. You asked me to forgive him. help. And then stop asking for how long. Because love is unconditional. Because God's word is true. Because when God tells you to do something, he's not changing his mind. He's not changing his mind. So what we're going to do is we're going to declare, I got this. That's it. We're going to declare, I got this. Because until you do, keep saying it. I got this. Because God's not changing his mind. I got this. I don't feel like forgiving. I got this. I don't feel like. I got this. I got this. Me and God. Oh, yeah, we got this. If I study, I got this. If I worship, I got this. When I heal, I got this. When I pray, I got this. When I fast, I got this. Now get in your journal and write your tip. How long? I got this. I got this. Every time you think how long, I got this. Every time you think you want to give up, I got this. I'm going to help make that suitable. God said I got it. If he asked me to do it, he's going to bring me through it. So I got this. And I'm Yvette Benton. I'm going to help meet suitable. And I'm going to declare with you, you got this. Help meets. We got this. We're not giving up. We're not agreeing with one another unless it's agreeing with God's word. We got this. We're going to decree. We're going to declare. We're going to heal. We're going to worship. We're going to fast. We're going to do whatever we have to do to stay in God's will. And part of our declaration, I'm going to help meet suitable. And I got this. We're going to do whatever we need to do. Now, it might be different for different people. That's why you study. It might be different for different people. That's why you get counseling. That's why you get a mentor. That's why you study. That's why you stay on your knees. That's why you learn how to pray. That's why you pull down strongholds. Whatever it is, you got this. God's got you. Now, you got to put in some work. But God's got you. You got this. All right. I love it that you all are declaring. I'm going to help meet suitable, and I got this.